Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
That was a long pause there in the middle of my name. Hello.
If you ever want to make Jill upset, put two T's at the end of her name.
Oh my gosh.
Why does that make you so mad, by the way?
It's just so silly. I'm so tired of saying DeWitt, one T. DeWitt, one T.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about land investing and the truth. The real, transparent truth.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to tell you everything great about it and everything that sucks. There's way more positive stuff than negative for us anyway. For instance, if you are afraid of computers, this is not the profession for you. We'll cover that in a second. Before we do, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Well, this is interesting. As I look down at my question, it says it's a question from Jack Butella, owner.
I rewrote the question today. I deleted a question by a pro member, because I'm sick of diaper changes. I'm sick of it.
Got it.
I'm sick of deeding questions and legal questions. Let's talk about the stuff that really makes you successful.
Thank you.
The little decisions that
Jack,
you make.
I appreciate that. Well, here's Jack's, may not be a, it's a question slash, it's, let's see here. How can I up my game and get surgical specific about offer amounts in a chosen county?
Okay, so let me rephrase the question, because maybe that's a little bit of a strange sentence because I wrote it in anger.
Thank you. There we go. That's the truth.
Okay, so picture a map of a county in your mind, maybe the county that you live in, and then picture the zip code boundaries everywhere. Right? There's not obviously more than one zip code in the county, mm-hmm. and in general, the value of property is probably different per zip code, right?
Mm-hmm.
So APN schemes work exactly the same way. And most counties have what's called an index map or an APN map. That the different parts of the country call it different things. In the Southwest here, in California and Arizona, they call it an index map. And so the first three or four letters of the APN, and they're all different throughout the county, just like zip codes, the back numbers of a zip code are different, you know, there's different values. So when you scrub the data and get real serious about it, you can, get really surgically specific about who you send offers to and the amounts that you send. When you run a mail merge like we do, you can make an offer per property. I mean, if you have 1,000 lines in a spreadsheet, you can literally and should make different offer amounts to every single person that's getting, every owner that's getting an offer.
At what point in my game, I'm gonna ask a follow-up question, please. I'm 6 months in, Jack. At what point am I ready for this yet? How many deals do I need to have under my belt before I start getting this detailed?
Your rule is what, 10?
10
bought and sold.
For me, to 10 bought and sold, now you kind of understand what's going on.
Yeah, and I think maybe on the third or fourth or fifth 1,500 unit plus mailer that you do, you really should start to experiment with some of this stuff.
Okay.
You know, I know what works for us, and there's certain types of assets I don't want to buy. There's lots of types of assets that are some of our members, they specialize in the stuff that we don't want to buy. So it's all personal preference.
It's true. But you don't have to get this detailed too. I know a lot of our members are doing very, very well.
You can spend your whole career just $100.
Yeah, and they just kind of, not skip along the top, but they kind of skip along the top and do the big picture stuff and just see what comes. And I'm all for that. That's okay too. Because when I'm reviewing the asset later on, I can change my offer price.
You could get so specific, you could use census tracts. I've done this in the past. So census tracts, and the census is taken every 10 years. It's down to the block. And so think about the real estate values where you live. If you're in the real estate business at all, you probably might obsess about it like I do. And you're just like, what the heck is two streets over? Houses sell for $1.2 million. And these houses, they sell for $300,000. What's the difference? So if you really deconstruct and figure out why, that's a different census tract, by the way, than the one that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it done. I've done this. Mm-hmm. It works. And what ends up happening, the net effect, and this is the takeaway from this show, is it increases your yield. Mm-hmm. So now we always say, hey, like we talked about yesterday, for every 100 offers you send out, you can basically bank on, if you do it right, bank on getting one deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's 5 or 8 or 10. Our yield is close to 20% sometimes.
Exactly.
Because we implement this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So again,
good question. Good question, Jack. Thank you for asking that.
Jill's whole point is don't mess with it if you're brand new.
Right.
If you love data and you understand all this stuff, this isn't rocket science, man.
Right.
It's just numbers in a spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings me to my point of the whole show here.
Thank you, Jack.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. I will parlay that last comment into this. If you do not like data in any way and you're scared of it, this is not for you.
It's true.
If you don't like computers, this is not for you. This is land investing, the truth. This is the meat of the show.
Mm-hmm.
What else, Jill?
You can't be afraid. These properties that we're working at, I don't have 123 Main Street on every property. There's not an address. I'm going to have to do some work and look these things up. There is some work involved. And I get so frustrated, by the way, that people, it's not like, how do I say this? It's not like I'm sharing any big secret.
It's a teaspoonful of effort.
It is. But you know what's interesting? People say, oh, okay, I'm gonna get your program, I'm gonna get in your world, and there's one secret, right? And I'm paying for this secret, and you're gonna tell me the secret, and then it's just gonna magically.
There's no secrets.
No, I'm showing you the process. I mean, that's the whole thing. What you and I are doing, you're teaching how we do this. There's a process. There's the data process. There's the mailer process. There's the doing your due diligence process. There's a decision process. There's the marketing process. There's a selling process. There's your website. There's a lot of different things. However, we share with you every little thing that we did. And that's what we're doing right now on the show, is sharing with everyone, you know, Our trials and errors. Have we made mistakes? Heck yeah. Are you going to make mistakes? Heck yeah. It's still going to happen, but that's part of it. You know, and that's some of the good and the bad.
So here's some comments over the years that I've heard from people in any, all kinds of different environments. Let's say from a cocktail party to, you know, pro members, mm-hmm. right? I have several people, I haven't heard it recently, not in the last few years, but I've had people in the past come to me and say, you know, aren't you kind of concerned about going to hell? What are you talking about? Well, you're sending undervalued offers. Why? You know, that's just not right. It's not ethical.
Not funny.
You should offer what the property's worth, what the value's worth.
And you've never bought anything on sale, right? And you've never gone to a yard sale, right? You've never negotiated for your vehicle, right? You just walk and pay sticker price. No.
After I get done giving a socialism lecture,
yeah,
I actually get to the point. Enjoy your socialism. Listen, if you don't enjoy a bargain, people who say that are not in this business, because what ends up happening is this, here's the truth about land investing. They thank you
up and down.
They don't have time to sell these assets. They don't care. It is almost never about the money for these sellers.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the convenience.
It is. Get this off my plate.
You have three choices when you go buy a gallon of milk. I haven't said this in a while. And if you've heard me say it more than two times, I apologize. But our numbers are getting pretty big on these shows, our listener numbers. You can buy it at Walmart, where it's incredibly cheap. You can buy it at a convenience store, where it's pretty expensive. In fact, it might be double. Or you could buy it at a grocery store, which is probably somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't go to the cashier and start yelling at him and saying, you know, No, you consciously go to the convenience store because it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with this.
I just thought of something funny.
If I sound angry, it's because I am.
No, speaking of your pricing thing,
yeah.
so So did you about fall over last night? We went to the little convenience store, liquor store right by our house here at the beach last night. We picked up two little pints of ice cream. I've never spent more for ice cream in my life.
How much was it? I didn't even
notice. It was like $12.
Oh my God. For one?
For two.
Oh, $6.
Still, but it was like, well, that was a little expensive.
I saw an interview with Ben, you know, Ben and Jerry, the guys. And they decided to get into the business, into the ice cream business, because pints were selling for $5. Mm-hmm. So, and they said the math on that is just silly.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's like 12 cents in there.
Right.
Of actual product.
Exactly.
So, no, I don't.
It was just funny.
And then we had ice cream together.
I know. It was
so
fun.
What's that worth?
Exactly. That's it. I'm trying to think of some of the land investing the truth. There's work involved, number one. You've got it. There's details to learn, number two. You need to be organized, number three.
This is good stuff.
Can you be absolutely wildly successful and profitable? Yeah, definitely. But you got to do all those things.
Right.
I'm trying to think of some of that.
There is a lot of data processing and computer work to this.
Mm-hmm.
If you are deathly afraid of computers and databases and anything like that, this is not, don't even start down this path.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you have to be a genius about it. I'm just saying, you know how to use Microsoft Word, know how to use Excel, just with a basic knowledge.
Right. You know? Well, here's my thing too. You can't, just like everything, you can't expect everyone just to hold your hand and do it for you, by the way. That's not cool. You know, and if you know you get hung up on something, and I've had a lot of members that do this. I have like brothers involved and husbands and wives involved. Mm-hmm. Get a partner like Jack and I. If you really want to do this and you are real smart and honest with yourself and you know what your hangups are, get a partner that's gonna pick up the slack where you need them.
Jill's the people person. I'm the data person. And now we actually have a third person involved who's one of my former partners from a long time ago, who's a total ittech.com person and with back-end database experience. And now we've got experts everywhere. So I agree with you.
I look at you like that too, though, Jack. I know you can do all that stuff.
Yeah, not like this guy.
Okay. So I you're still the pro.
I tape together a lot of stuff.
You're good at
this. And then people take the tape. The experts take the tape off and actually finish it.
You're good at getting stuff done.
Yeah.
So, but thank yeah. You. Oh, yeah. You know what? You have to set goals for yourself and stick to it. You know? I mean.
And a lot of times, and you've heard me referred to this as the hate, like hate to Ashbury. When you send a bunch of offers out that are less than less than retail value, there's always a certain percentage of people, and it's not very many, who are pretty upset about this.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them call, and it's pretty, I think it's some of the funniest stuff that people get so angry about. A $10,000 piece of property, they think it's worth $1 million, cracks me up.
I know.
But, you know, on Jill's point, and correctly, you know, and she's been saying this for years, there's customer service issues with every single business.
Oh, yeah.
If you own a bank, there's a certain percentage of people that are upset. If you own a convenience store, a certain percentage. If you manufacture airplanes, yeah.
Ice cream.
There's a certain percentage of people that are unhappy.
Well, let's just think of it. I mean, we used to joke about that. I mean, we have an employee who used to manage an ice cream shop, and she said people have, the crazy people, how rude they have been and demanding they've been and stuff and done horrible things to her over ice cream. Gotta be kidding me.
Why are you upset about when you're eating ice cream?
Should
she be the happiest part of your whole thing?
That is the funniest thing. You're getting ice cream.
Yeah.
You should be very happy. Exactly. Like I was last night. I was very happy to overpay for ice cream.
So was
I don't care.
I didn't even look at the price.
No, I don't. It was really funny. So I'm trying to think of the truth. Some other things that I want people to know. You've got to.
You need to answer your phone.
Yeah, that's true.
There's some people who don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually one of those people.
Yep. They're just like anything. I mean, you know what? Here's the thing. You're your own business owner. This is the big picture stuff. When you really think about this, if you go down this path with us, you're running your own little business. And there's a lot of little things that are going to come up, and you as the owner have to solve them.
You got
to
fix them.
And it's going to happen all the time. And this is one of the things when I do, you and I do very different consulting calls at times, Jack. I talk to people a lot about big picture and business stuff and customer service and sales and things, but you've got to get past these things. And one of my favorite things is, it depends on how you look at something. Every time I have someone say, oh my gosh, my credit card company just said we're not going to do this, or the rates changed, or I've got to do something else, I'm like, you know what? Congratulations. That's an obstacle that other people are not going to get past.
Yeah.
And you are.
That's right, Joe.
And that's why you're going to be successful. And I get excited now about those little things. I'm like, yep, check. Because, you know, I remember at the beginning, you and I were like, great, you know, eBay changed this. Oh, it's going to sink the ship. No, it's not.
Yeah.
We figured out a way. And then I go, and you know why? They're what, half of our competition, you know? And every time something comes up, I'm like, great. And some more people just dropped out.
Yep.
Great. And then there goes some more. And that I think is one of the things our group was so successful. We have the right people. They get us. And if you've been listening to this show for a while, you get us. And I appreciate that. We're not going to stop, man.
You got to find creative solutions for stuff. You know, what's the Marine Corps? The Marine Corps' motto is adapt and overcome. And
that's what this is. That was once a Marine, always Marine.
Sorry. Adapt and overcome.
I didn't know that, really?
Yeah.
Oh. How do you know that?
I don't know. Probably watched too many movies.
Wow. That's really good.
No, I know it because my favorite contractor buddy, that's their company mission statement, adapt and overcome. He's a commercial contractor.
Love it. Love it.
Conrad, you know?
Ah.
So, and he hires Marines all regularly because they just get it.
Former
Marines. Like colonels and stuff to be project managers.
That's good stuff. Yeah. That's, Jack, that's borderline inspirational. I'm proud of you.
Oh, I don't want to take your thunder, man. I do not want to be
inspirational. Join us in another episode where Jill gives all the data and Jack gives all the inspiration. Oh, this would be hilarious.
Join us in a fresh disaster.
Here's Jill's numbers. Oh, I don't know, 3 or 4.
What's a number?
It just worked. I don't know why. Hey, good guess. We should
reverse our roles for like
totally,
one day.
Bro. This would be awesome. You could just send everybody to me, and I'll send all my people to you. This would be hilarious. Jack is good, and all my people are going to go. They're just, nothing's going to get done. They're going to hang up on everyone. They're going to go, diaper change, click, 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 not talking to them.
We would lose half. If I answered the acquisition phone for an hour,
oh my
we would
gosh.
Lose half. Yeah. We would make half as much money as we do.
That guy's a jerk.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just give him his thing. Jeez, what the heck? Can you believe that guy
told
me?
What's he so angry about?
I know. He said, I'm lucky getting a dollar? What the heck? I'm lucky you answered the phone? Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's some classic stuff. That's the truth about land investing, actually.
There we go. Know your strengths and weaknesses. Yeah. That's the truth.
Yep. Know what you're getting into. Do some research. What research you do long before you ever buy anything from us or anybody, really. You know, do some research. A ton of research.
Is it. Some of our best, most successful people were so... they did so much research and so much whatever. It was like driving me crazy. They questioned everything. But no, in a good way.
Yeah, it's
in
really
a really,
good.
Really good way.
And then make a commitment. Or
and
not.
Then they, because they did. They knew they had all, they liked this show. They had all the answers. They asked all the right questions. They knew what they were getting into. Now they're ready.
Right. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information.
That's me.
Well, maybe not.
An inspiration. That's Jack. Not.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
You're not alone in searching for a new show. Just kidding.
You're cracking me up, man. What a bit. You know, I used to do all this stuff myself, so it wasn't that bad. I just, you know, we're joking around.
Oh, I know. Exactly.
You
it's kind of funny.
So could I.
You know,
I just don't want to.
But that's the whole point. That's the truth. And especially in the beginning, you're going to have to wear all the hats by yourself until you get to a level where you don't have to wear all the hats. Or you have a partner that can wear the hats you don't like.
That's right.
And that's okay. Just know what you're getting into.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.